You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. Andy Holdings Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding. Going to be taking a look at a 7-race programme at Killarney this evening on the day 3 of their festival on Tuesday, May the 16th. Unfortunately, we've got heavy ground to deal with here tonight. Rather caught me unawares yesterday when I was doing the podcast yesterday morning. I thought it was just going to be on the easy side of good, but they had that much at this venue that it's definitely changed it quite considerably. So it's going to be quite testing there this evening for the competitors from start to finish. However, we have some decent racing for you, and I've hopefully unearthed one or two horses that should handle the conditions tonight, so we should be okay. On to the opening race then, which is a mile maiden, and the one I quite like here is Dermot Wells Musbid, who made a very eye-catching debut at Cork on the 15th of April. When he was nicely backed in the market, he actually justified his position by running a really sound race in fourth behind Gold Spinner. But I really like the way he finished off his race in the latter stages, hitting the line really strongly. It certainly suggests that he's definitely going to be a horse to contend with in races similar to that in the future. His main market rival looks to come from Willie McCreary's Diaries, but she was a little bit disappointing the other day behind Treaty of Vienna down in Cork, looking a little bit one-paced and not necessarily sure if she's got the size and the physique to cope with this heavy ground here this evening. Whereas Musbid, being a big, strong son of Luke de Vega, I actually think he'll be absolutely fine on the ground. So Musbid, he's taken to confirm the promise of his first run in the opening contest. On to race two then, which is a mile conditions race. A man up in the night runs in this race, courtesy of Angel Island from the Fozzie Stack stable. This horse made a really encouraging debut at Cork back on the 2nd of April when powering to victory in the latter stages, handling the heavy ground and beating a decent field in a very good time figure as well. That was the feature of that particular contest. And the form has been upheld because Dubalina, the second horse, has not only gone on to finish second to Alluringly next time at Tipperary, she finally got ahead in front, deservedly so, at the Curragh on Sunday. Back in the field was Molly the Moo as well, also boosting that form line, so the time figure looks really good and reliable. This filly by So You Think as well, he's very much like her old man, really big, thick-set horse, and she gets her head down, tries and battles very hard, so she's got a lot of positives attached to her profile, even at this early stage of her career. I take her to beat Bombasina. Stepped up markedly on her debut at the Curragh back in last season to win at Gowran, first time of asking. William McCreary's horse is in good form, she handles soft ground and she looks a nice prospect as well, but I don't think she's quite as good as Angel Island at this stage of her career. So Fozzie Stack's charge is the nap of the night in the second race. On to the third race then, which is a mile maiden, and the one I quite like here is the second favourite, chalked of around about 9-2 this morning in the shape of Rimshot. First of all, Ken Condon's horse is in very good form, so I'm definitely wanting to stay on the right side of the County Kildare handler. And secondly, this horse made a really promising start to his career when finishing mid-division behind Surrounding the other day, but it doesn't tell quite the whole story, just looking at the bare bones of that run. Making belated lay headway, he ran into a brick wall just as though he was about to probably finish in the first two or three had he got a clear run. Sure to be all the better for that initial outing. He should handle the ground as well, being a gelding by Lawman. He's certainly got an action to suggest so as well. And I expect him to improve quite significantly on that opening salvo and get the better of what doesn't look a particularly strong set of rivals there for him in that 6.50. So good strong each way selection there in the shape of Rimshot. On to the 7.20 then. Quite a few of these horses have coming here off the back of good victories or good performances last time out. But the one I quite like here who should handle the ground no problem is Mr. Adjudicator from the locally trained Joseph Murphy stable. That yard is always definitely worth a second look here at one of his local tracks. And this horse has run a couple of nice races this season. And there's a three-year-old first time out handling the heavy ground down in Nace in a race which has worked out really well. Not only was it a good time figure, the winner, G.S. Severine, has gone on to run well twice subsequently. Hailstone, who finished second, won in Limerick the other day. And a Vociferous Marina, who finished seventh of the 12 strong field, has gone on to win a listed race subsequently. You chuck into the mix Red Zarbor, who also scored at Dundalk on his next start, and we're dealing with quite a decent bit of early season 3-year-old form. This horse didn't quite handle the good to firm ground when next seen at Navan on the 24th of April, but to be fair, he did keep on quite well in once again another keenly competitive race. The third horse that day, Elusive Beauty, has at least gone on to boost the form to suggest it wasn't too bad of an effort. And with soft ground very much in his favour, I'd expect Mr. Adjudicator to certainly be there or thereabouts in that 7.20. On to the 7.50 then, which looks a very competitive mile handicap. I'm going to give another chance to Laburnum Park here, who didn't quite get a chance to justify his position in the market the other day at Navan, largely due to the fact that he didn't find himself into a very good position, turning for home. He only had one behind him at the top of the hill. He did, however, make up some good late headway to suggest that he's definitely going to win a race sooner rather than later, this horse. It's just a matter of time and when he gets his right conditions. Not sure whether he'll handle the ground here tonight. There's only one bit of evidence to suggest that he might struggle on it, but he's just such a lovely horse. He's a big unit as well. I'm definitely going to stick with him until he finally pops in, because I do think there are plenty of races to be won with him off his current mark. If you didn't want to take a chance that Laburnum Park doesn't handle the ground, well, I do think Apache Gold will, and he also has got a good record at this track. He probably is best nowadays over distances beyond 7 furlongs, and he ran really well the other day down in Clonmel behind Mystery Gal. A couple of runs should have blown away the cobwebs, and he often comes good at this time of year, so do keep an eye on Apache Gold. Number one choice has to be Laburnum Park. The penultimate contest, which comes up at 8.20, and this is a 2 mile one conditions race. The standout performer here by country mile is this Adioun, who created a really favourable impression on his debut back in September last year when winning at the Stoll Festival in decisive fashion. Not only did he win really easily by making all the running, he handled the heavy ground and he clocked a very fast speed figure as well into the bargain, so much so that he was sent off a very short price 2-1 second favourite to win a listed race at Ascot on his next start. Such was the esteem that Dermot Well held him in, he decided to bring him over to Ascot and to let him take his chance. Unfortunately, he just raced a little bit too keenly in the hands of Pat Smullen. He failed to get any cover, he couldn't get to the front and dominate like he did at the Stoll, and all in all, it ended up being a bit of a disaster. Roughed off for the season, he's been brought back as a four-year-old, hopefully to have a very fruitful campaign ahead of him, and I expect him to make a winning seasonal reappearance as he did last year. So Adioun, very confident choice there in the 8.20. On to the final race then, which is bound to be a test of stamina, coming up in the shape of a 1 mile 3 handicap. And the one I quite like here at a price, I'm quite surprised he's been missed by the bookmakers this morning, is Ken Condon's Niven, who's run two really encouraging races this season, despite the form figures not really backing that up that view. He ran a really encouraging race first time out at Leopardstown over inadequate 7 furlongs when he finished 11th. Of the 18 runners, but he didn't get the clearest of runs on that occasion. But form couldn't have worked out any better. There's been two subsequent winners, including the second and third club, Wexford and Bonnier. And he went down in Cork the other day. Unfortunately, got totally left behind in the early stages due to a very muddling early pace, and he had a bad track position. He only had one horse behind him turning in, so he did really well in the cold light day to finish seventh of the 16 runners, making up a hell of a lot of ground in the latter stages. The visor has been put on his head tonight, hopefully just to kind of like get his mind on the job early on. He can't afford to give too much ground away, but he'll handle the conditions better than most. He really does love heavy ground, this horse, and I could see him powering on in the home straight when others have been others have cried enough. So quite a confident choice there, despite his double figure quotes this morning on Ken Condon's Niven in the concluding race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Please do tune in again tomorrow, where we're going to be taking a look at Punchestown's National Hunt card, which begins at 5:45. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.